Today's show is brought to you by Bruce Fine Construction. If you can't find the house to buy, maybe it's time to build your house. Bruce built my home, and I know he can build your home too. Check him out today at brucefineconstruction.com or call at 570-362-1185. Today's episode is brought to you by Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. Don't buy a home without getting it inspected. You need to use a home inspector you can trust, and that's why I recommend Eric Rubin at Pillar to Post Home Inspectors. If you're buying a home, call the Rubin team today at 570-438-1010. This episode is brought to you today by Whitehall Mortgage. Where there's a will, there's a Whitehall. Buying a home starts by getting a pre-approval, and nobody does it better than Doug in Dallas. Call them today at 570-562-7505 or apply online at whitehallmortgagefinancial.com. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. I am Dave Whitechalk. I am the host of the Real Estate Right Now podcast. And today, we're going to be discussing a topic that I get asked all the time. As I said, you know, I am a realtor. I'm also a broker. But one of my most recent developments in real estate, I just opened up a real estate school, the Downtown Real Estate Academy. And one question I get, maybe the question I get asked more than any other question is, Dave, when is the best time to start a career in real estate? And there's a few things that you want to consider before you do that. And they always think, when people ask me, they say, well, you know, is the market hot? Is the market cold? What's going on? Is now the right time? And the truth is, the best time to start a career in real estate has very little to do with the actual real estate market itself. I think the number one thing that you have to take into consider is your own personal readiness. That is, without question, the number one thing you need to consider if you want to start a career in real estate. Are you ready to commit to skill development? Do you have the time to put into marketing and learning and showing homes? Are you financially stable where you can take the risk in starting a real estate career? And that's one thing that really stands out to me. Sometimes we see people, they come into this job and they don't think that there's going to be a financial commitment in order to get started. And the truth of the matter is, that's one of the number one things that you have to consider. Are you in a position where you can either one, come into this industry full time, or do you have a plan to transition from part time to full time as quickly as possible? Because for many people, if you really want to find the success you're looking for, working this job as a full time realtor is something that you really have to do. Some people find success part-time, but very few. The majority of the most successful realtors out there, really like 98% of them, are people who commit to this craft and commit to doing the things that it takes to be successful in real estate. Now, when people say, you know, how's the market? You know, that's the other question. How's the market? And I say it all the time. When it comes to real estate, when it comes to starting a career, there's no such thing as a good market or a bad market. There's just different markets. And every market has its advantages. Now, for the few years after the pandemic, it really was, at least in our area, and I think many places in the country, real estate was booming. So many people ran to real estate because they thought, I got to get involved in this hot real estate market. And for some, it is true. Look, it was the best ability at that time, I joked around, the best ability that a realtor could have was availability. And that was one way that you could be successful. But something that you have to remember is when the market is, you know, hot or when the market's doing well, there's a lot of people coming into this job, which means more competition. And it makes it a little bit harder to stand out, and it makes it a little bit harder to get started, because when everybody's trying to be in real estate, it just gets, the waters get cloudy. So what does that mean for the opposite of that? Well, what about when the market is slow, when there's not as much activity going on? I actually think that's a better time to get started in a real estate career than when the market is booming. Because when the market's a little bit slower, you have the opportunity to learn this job the right way. You'll have time to discuss strategies that work in every market. Things like lead generation, professional development, time blocking. Those are the things that the most successful realtors do every single day. So when that market's a little bit slower, I personally think that's a better time to start as opposed to when the market is racing, because that can lead to bad habits forming. That can lead to thinking the job is simple, thinking that things are easy. And I always stress to realtors, you should never make financial decisions in your personal life when the market's going great, because there's no guarantee it's going to stay that way. I really don't think you should make financial decisions until you're in a difficult market, because you should have some idea of what you can produce, even when things are going poorly, before you make any major investments or whatever it may be in your personal life. Now, another thing that you have to think about when you're coming into this industry, and I say this to everybody who takes the class, people grow at different rates in real estate. And a lot of that is, who is your network? What have you done? You know, if you're someone who's worked from home for 15 years and, or maybe you're new to an area and you don't know a lot of people, you're going to have to, it's going to be a tougher road. You're going to have to do a lot more to generate leads and to be successful in this business. It's not impossible to do, it's just more challenging. Now, I've hired realtors who have been in different businesses, different lines of work, and their networks are huge. And sometimes those people, I say, like, they're good walking through the door. And we see that where someone can be brand new to the industry, but once they learn the contracts and once they learn what they're doing, they have tremendous success. And especially in a small town, because so much of what we do is referral-based and reputation-based. So if you have a great reputation and you have a great referral network, if you're not considering real estate, maybe you should, because the chances of you being successful quicker is definitely there based on your reputation and your referral network alone. Now, one thing that you have to do in real estate if you want to be successful, if you're going to get started, if you're thinking about taking a class, you have to understand that you're going to need a great work ethic, you're going to need to follow through, and you're going to need to be persistent in your efforts. You have to treat real estate like a job. A lot of people out there think that they could treat it like a hobby, or they could treat it like something that they're going to do when the time suits them. And you can do that, and you might find varying levels of success. But if you're someone who is looking to build a long, flourishing, stable career, you have to treat this thing like a job. You have to commit to lead generation, whether it's paying for leads or circle prospecting or social media, whatever it may be. You have to constantly look to develop your marketing strategies. Skill development, it's a good idea to have someone that you can practice the way you talk to buyers, the way you talk to sellers, where you can throw your 30-second pitch as to why you should work with me and not somebody else. You should always be working on those skills. Those are the things that's going to help you get to where you need to be. And the other thing is too, when you're in this industry, you need to set goals for yourself, and they need to be clear, they need to be actionable, and they need to be something that you can follow up on and see what you're doing to get there. And if you reach those goals, fantastic, set higher goals. And if you don't reach those goals, you have to be reflective and look back at what prevented you from getting to where you were trying to go. Now, one thing that you definitely have to avoid when you're coming into this industry, I hear it all the time. People think once they start selling houses, then they're going to start revving up their marketing campaigns. And that's backwards, guys. It doesn't work that way. If you want to be a successful realtor, and if you want to start a career that's going to work for you, under no circumstances can you avoid marketing and branding when you're starting your career. And sometimes you say, well, geez, you know, I don't know what to talk about because I'm brand new in the career. Well, sometimes it's just as simple as talking about what you're doing. People want to work with people that they like. People want to work with people that they relate to. Talk about the things that you're doing to develop your knowledge base. Talk about things that you see at showings. Talk about reasons that people would want to work with you when it comes to listing their house. Put it out there. Let people know. Start conversations. You're going to have to spend some money in this career if you want to be successful. And it doesn't necessarily mean buying leads, but you know, what is your wardrobe, right? What does your wardrobe look like? You should have some professional attire if you want to make a great first impression when you're meeting people that are going to be trusting you to make one of the biggest financial decisions they're ever going to make in their life. So it might just be buying professional clothes, buying signs, buying business cards, investing in any type of lead generation that you could think of. Don't underestimate the financial costs that are going to come into starting a career in real estate. And whatever you do, commit to building a brand. If people know you, especially in small town America, guys, it's the number one thing that you have to think about. You need to build a great reputation that will lead to referrals. And the only way you can do that is by building a brand. You want people to know that they can trust you, that they can count on you, and that you're going to be there when you need them to be. And realistically, the best way to do that is to commit to being a pro at this job every single day. It is not an easy job to be successful in, but if you can be successful in real estate, it's one of the best lifestyles you can live. So when is the best time to start a career in real estate? When you're ready to make the personal, financial, and time commitments necessary to do the things that the most successful realtors do. If you're ready to do that, you're ready to start a career, and we'd love to have you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode, everybody. If you want to hear more content, follow us at Real Estate Right Now Pod on YouTube. Once you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to follow me directly, check me out. It's Dave Wychok at Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, all the socials that you're already using.